Lemlem Abdu is a 60-year-old Eritrean woman. She fled Eritrea originally in 1978. So this is a story that goes back for over 30 years. She was a refugee first in Sudan, and after some years she went to Saudi Arabia, where she worked for 20 years as a domestic helper nanny for a Saudi family. From time to time, the Saudi family came to the UK and brought her with them. While she was in their employment, she had a bad accident and broke her leg, which has never properly healed and left her permanently disabled. After she was disabled, the Saudi family stopped paying her wages, and on a subsequent visit to the UK in 2007, they abandoned Lemlem here with no papers and no means of support. She sought asylum in the second half of 2007 in the UK. She was refused, and her asylum support stopped. She became destitute and has lived for almost 2 years with the support of Assist, the Sheffield charity, on subsistence benefits and in supported in minimal housing. So it's a long story, but the basis of the refusal of the asylum claim by the Home Office is that she at one point held an Ethiopian passport, which is not unusual, as Ethiopia and Eritrea have been at war, and for many years Eritrea was annexed by Ethiopia, and having an Ethiopian passport was one way in which Eritreans could travel. So this is the basis, this is the defence that the Home Office are giving, that they say she is Ethiopian. Now, she has never been in Ethiopia. She has no friends or family there. She has no means of support. As a 60-year-old disabled woman, she would be extremely vulnerable. There is very limited health and social care there. So we are extremely concerned for her safety. She returns to Ethiopia.
You noticed that three of us went in as a delegation because we wanted to meet with the area manager from UK Border Agency just to raise the case. What we did was we just explained the background to Lemlem's case and updated them on the situation, and he listened to what we had to say, and I think he was genuinely surprised actually at just how extreme this situation is, and was also surprised that Lemlem was still under threat of deportation even though she's got an application in for a judicial review and we're still waiting to hear whether or not that's been granted. So we just basically updated him and stressed how this was an exceptional case, and he did use the word proportionality, that in his view proportionality was a key issue and that therefore he would be prepared to do something about it in terms of looking in to her case, finding out more, and then contacting the solicitor and contacting Theresa May's office to find out what can be done, basically. We stressed, River and Ralph gave information about Lem's situation, about the fact that they're going to deport her back to Ethiopia, that the embassy has been forced into accepting her return, but then we raised the whole question about if she was forced to return, and they found out that she was Eritrean and not lived in the country for 30 years, then, you know, what would they do? So I think we've put across as much information as we could, and I think we feel that he's going to then try and pursue it and find out more. River, you might want to add something to that. And I know that Richard's here as well, who might have some update about what's happening with the solicitor and what's happening in terms of the legal campaigning as well. One of the things that I just handed over are some documents which Khalifa and friends managed to get faxed today from Saudi Arabia, which are her original, Lem Lem's original UN travel documents, which show that she was born in Eritrea. And this is a key thing because the Home Office are saying we're sending her back because she's Ethiopian and because she's had an Ethiopian passport. Now, many Eritreans have held Ethiopian passports in the past. So this UN, original UN document is quite key. So they now have that now, and the solicitor has it. So hopefully that will help as well. If Richard wants to give anything about a legal update, that would be really good.
Well, I've just spoken to the solicitor's office, and there's no news yet about the judicial review today, but the solicitor is very, very pessimistic. There's no news about the judicial review today yet, but the solicitor is very, very pessimistic because she says that all the grounds on which the injunction was refused yesterday are the same grounds on which the judicial review is likely to be refused today. So we can't really rely very much on having a positive outcome, although we don't have it confirmed yet. I've been in touch with the offices of both Nick Clegg and Meg Mann today. Nick Clegg has been bombarded with emails, but his office says that although they have made clear to the Home Office that they're aware of the situation, only Lem Lem's own MP, Meg Mann, can actually intervene personally with the Home Secretary, Theresa May. If all the legal avenues fail, then the only possibility of stopping the flight seems to be the Home Secretary, Theresa May, intervening on a personal basis, on a compassionate basis, to ask for the flight to be stopped on compassionate grounds. She can do that, but it's very rare for a Home Secretary to do it. We're entirely reliant on Meg Mann, the MP, making this special plea to her. She's the only one who can. And I've been on the phone to Meg Mann's office today. I'm told that she's not available, that she's in parliamentary questions. I've written a long letter from Sheffield Assist calling on her to do this and making a desperate plea for her to do it. Her office says that they have forwarded this to Meg Mann's in-tray. They can't guarantee that she will access the in-tray tonight because she has a very full programme. I'm inclined to say that any asylum seeker who lives in Meg Mann's constituency, if they have a problem with their asylum claim, move out as soon as possible. Because we've had experience of Meg Mann's office before, and Meg Mann is always making excuses not to intervene in these cases. It's such a shame because in this case, I think there's a real chance that it could succeed if she did, because it is such an extraordinary case where somebody who has not been in her own country for 30 years is being deported to another country where she has never lived, and she's 60 years old and disabled. I mean, it is such an extraordinary case that I think if we could persuade Meg Mann to make this appeal to Home Secretary Theresa May, it could well be successful. But she's inaccessible. I mean, I may be proved wrong, she may get back to us and say she's doing it, but at the moment we think it's a long shot. So we are all set really for Lem Lem possibly to be deported tomorrow. We won't give up until she is. The other point that could be made is that even if she is, there is always a chance that the Ethiopians, when she gets to Addis Ababa and they learn the full story about her, may say, after all, we don't really want you here, please go back. It's clear to us from contacts with the Ethiopian embassy that they're not very keen to have somebody in their country who doesn't want to be there and who is Eritrean. But they have a legal obligation, they say, because she has an Ethiopian passport, to accept her back. In other words, the British Home Office and the United Kingdom Border Agency are imposing upon the Ethiopians a legal obligation which they don't really want. So it all boils down to the fact that our United Kingdom Border Agency is desperate to deport people when they can, if they can, in order to meet their targets. And I mean, that's a terrible indictment of our asylum system.
Just to say, what is clear is that campaigning is making a difference, because if this campaign had not got off the ground, then there's no doubt that we wouldn't have any response from the MPs, Nick Clegg, or the regional manager in here. And I think, you know, you've got to carry on campaigning now. Now, I think that there are a number of possibilities. I really hope that the area manager in there does what he says he's going to do, because he said if there is a judicial review outstanding, then her flight should be suspended and she should be released. And that's what we've got to be pushing for now, because that has, at this point, we don't know that that's been rejected. So I think we just carry on with that. And I think then the next stage is to start bombarding the airlines with phone calls and faxes to say this woman is too frail to travel, is not going to be safe when she's to the country that she's being sent to, which isn't her own country, and are they aware of that? So if you haven't got the flight details, make sure you get them before you leave, and their number to phone. And I think it's just keep on campaigning, keep on sending those faxes, because it's true, Theresa May can intervene at any point. She wouldn't actually do that directly. It's going to come not directly from her, it could come from somebody else at the Home Office. I mean, the Home Secretary won't do that, but it's quite possible if they get enough fuss from the Nick Clegg, from Meg Munn, from us, from the area manager in here, that we can stop Lem Lem from being deported. So don't stop, keep on campaigning.
The airline is British Midland Airways, and the flight is due to take off from Heathrow tomorrow at 10 to 3. I've got the numbers here, the Customer Relations Department, and Nigel Turner, who's the Chief Executive of British Midlands Airlines. So I'd say to anybody, think twice about flying with BMI in the future. And secondly, when you call them, ask them, are they aware that someone is flying against their will on one of their airlines?
Yeah.
And what will other passengers on that plane do when they see someone like Lem Lem, and the people happen to people every day, not just Lem Lem, when they see them being deported by force, and it will be, against their will, back to a country that never came from. So I've got all the details here of the flight. You must mention all the details of the flight, but when you call them, and the phone number. So please come afterwards and get them off me. I know people have phoned already, so I know the BMI are already aware of the opposition to what they're doing. I just want to say as well, I think it's really good that we're here today, because of course Lem Lem went to sign in the monitoring place in there, and when she did, of course, she got taken prisoner. Kidnapped, I think it was. I think it's good that we're here. So every time someone gets taken prisoner and kidnapped by the Borders Agency, they get a demonstration. It's like a dog. You behave badly, you get this. Every time they detain someone and try and deport them, we come here, we make their job harder. It also gives encouragement to a few good people, and there are a few good people, I know them, in that building, who have big questions about the job they're being asked to do. And our presence here gives those people encouragement and arguments to argue with their workmates that the job they're doing is wrong.
We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing for our lives. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing for our lives. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing for our asylum, and we are singing. and we are singing, singing for the night. We are seeking asylum, and we are singing, singing for the night. We are seeking asylum, and we are singing, singing for the night. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for the night. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for the night. And we are singing, singing for the night. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing.